Joanne, I'm 牧師師母最愛的門徒。
Hi, my name is Joanne. I'm the most loved disciple of Pastor Joshua and Simo.
我今日咧就分享一個小故事啦，係發生喺大概年幾兩年前咧，係牧師師母點樣用一餐飯嘅時間咧。
I'm going to share this little story about how 1 to 2 years ago when I met with Pastor Joshua and also Simo, how over just one meal they turned around my lives.
我當時呢,還是牧師師母DJ的門徒。
Back then, I was one of the disciples from the DJ's group.
我在牧養上,在職場上,在各方面都遇到一個瓶頸位。
For my discipleship, for my marketplace, it's all at this bottleneck situation.
我很記得呢,那時候剛剛是教會的珍珠特會。
I remember during that period of time, it was the Pearl Conference at church.
有幾十個分堂,很多世界各地的牧者從不同的地方飛到香港。
A lot of pastors, a lot of branch church members, they all came here.
他們很多就是為了跟牧師師母聊天,為了可以見到牧師師母。
Many of them just want to have the chance to see Simo and also Pastor Joshua to exchange.
我記得他們那個星期很忙,甚至好像流水式地接待不同的牧者。
I remember that week it was very busy for them and they just went non-stop to see people.
但當他們一知道自己的孩子有事的時候呢,
but as they found out that their children have these problems,
他們無論多忙,他們就完全沒有休息,特會完了就放下所有的事情呢, 就邀請我去他們的家。
They didn't even rest right after the conference, they just invited me to their place and just to see me.
原本牧師師母說約我的時候呢, 我在想像可能去哪間餐廳啊,去哪間酒店去吃飯。
When they first said they want to see me, I was thinking about, oh, maybe I'll meet them at a hotel or maybe a restaurant.
但誰知師母第一句就說,哦,你明天就上來我家啦。
But Simo said that, you know, tomorrow just come to my place.
我原本想去牧師師母家,我的感覺好像去見大老闆一樣。
For me, I felt that it's as if I was going to go to see my big boss.
當然會很有agenda,想定要說什麼,有三大問題,三大重點要跟牧師師母分享。
So I planned my meeting agenda, maybe 3 key major concerns and also 3 major issues to discuss.
但誰知我一進門口的時候,
but once I stepped inside the place,
牧師第一句就說,你跟我上來吧,上去我的書房。
Pastor Joshua was like, just come and check out my study room.
你跟我一起執書。
Organize the books together.
即不是那些執書,是整理他書房裡面的書。
He really mean organizing the books together.
其實呢,我真的幫不到手的。
I couldn't really give him a hand.
即我對牧師的書的分類,甚至以我的高度,只碰到最低的三格。
I didn't know how he categorized his book, and I was too short to help him with all the books.
但牧師一見到我的時候,他就每一本書,他一拿起,他就跟我說裡面的故事。
But for each book Pastor Joshua picked up, he was like sharing with me the story inside those books.
這本書是在牧師人生低潮的時候,怎樣陪他度過的。
How this book, he really walked me through my lowest time.
這本書對他的神學觀有什麼影響?
That book, it has a great impact on my theological views.
他是很自在,很自然地將他的生命在我面前去敞開。
So very naturally, he opened up himself and shared his life.
我就好像一個小朋友一樣,就站在那裡聽爸爸分享他人生的故事。
So I was just like a little kid listening to father sharing his life stories.
但牧師不知道的是,
but what Pastor Joshua didn't know,
其實書對我來說一直都是一個愛的言語。
Book has always been a love language in my life.
甚至我爺爺過身的時候,他什麼都沒有留下,唯一留下的就是幾本很珍貴的線裝書。
And I mean, for my grandfather, the time when he passed away, he didn't leave me anything but books.
我和我爸爸最珍貴的記憶,亦都是我小時候,他拿著書跟我講故事。
My most precious memory for me and my father is how my father shared stories with me when I was a kid.
所以在那一刻,我真的覺得眼前這個就是我的爸爸。
So for that moment, I really feel that it was my father standing before me.
不是有什麼高深的教導,但是在那一刻,我覺得我很想親近這個爸爸。
It's not about some very difficult teaching, but it's about me feeling that I want to get close to this father.
我們撿撿書,就突然聽到師母說,吃飯吧,這樣。
So we're just trying to organize the book, and suddenly Simo was like, dinner is ready.
我一到樓下,其實是嚇了一跳,真的整台全部都是餸。
I went downstairs and what I saw was a whole table of food.
嗰啲餸咧係師母咧喺短短半個鐘九個字咧就已經準備好曬一台好豐富好豐富嘅餸菜。
It's a table of feast and it's all prepared in half hour's time.
師母咧完全冇追問我關於牧養嘅事啊、牧養嘅數字，甚至工作嘅情況咧，佢一句佢都冇追問。
師母didn't ask me anything about discipleship, cell group, how many people were in my cell group.
我準備咗嘅三大問題咧都冇機會去發問。
My three major concern I didn't get to share with her.
反而咧，師母只係講咗一句放輕鬆。
And 師母 only said just be relaxed.
師母講咗一句説話咧，我到依家咧我都好記得。佢話 It's not about doing, it's about being.
And she said something to me, I still remember very well. It's not about doing, it's about being.
師母鼓勵我咧放鬆喺牧養上面，喺職場上面咧，其實唔係我要做幾多，而係我呢個人對嘅時候咧，所有嘢都會對。
And she encouraged me to think that it's not about how much effort I put at work, but it's about the timing that when my life is right and at the right time, things will go.
老師師母一直鼓勵我咧，要向上下左右各個方位咧，同唔同人去 connect.
And Pastor Joshua encouraged me to connect with people from above, below, and my peers as well.
我就係攞住呢句説話咧，接下落嚟咧，我嘅小組我就咩都唔做，我唔再諗我要做乜嘢，我要點樣做，甚至點樣去牧養，然後我嘅 being 究竟喺呢個小組裏邊係乜嘢？
So, what came next? I no longer think about what I have to do in my cell group. But I start to think about how I be with my cell group.
牧師師母咧點樣開放佢哋嘅屋企，將我接入佢嘅屋企裏邊咧？
How they open up their place and accept me into their household.
我同樣為我嘅組員去製咗一個家嘅氛圍。
I decided that I would have to also build this homey feeling for my cell members.
就係好自然咁樣流露咧，將生命去傳承。
That very naturally I can pass on my life with them.
我嚟咗老一咧，好多年咧都冇办法去带到小组。
I have been here for many years, but for many years I could not actually hold cell groups.
第一个餐饭之后，半年之后咧，我就按立成为小组长。
But during that period of time, after a while, I became an ordained cell leader.
甚至咧喺工作上面咧，我亦都开始勇敢嘅同唔同人去 connect， 就系攞住师母嗰一句咧，就系上下左右无论系咩嘅人咧，我都主动去同佢哋 connect。
And remembering what 師母told me, I also start to open up and connect with different people at work.
在職場上面呢，我亦都得著很大的提升。
And I have been promoted greatly at work.
我一路在想呢，究竟是中間有沒有什麼 magic ingredient， 是做了什麼對的事情，令到有這件事發生呢？
I kept thinking, is there any magic ingredients or any particular things that I did right so that it happened?
其實全部都是源自於師母說的那句 connect， 然後著重你的 being。
And I think it all goes back to what Simo said, connect and remember your being。
我今天好像 Pastor Ruby 這樣說，我是聚會前五至十分鐘牧師師母請我上來講見證。
Just like what Pastor Ruby said, it's only 5 to 10 minutes before this service that I got notified to come here to share.
我相信呢，这个故事呢，只是我自己的故事，但是呢，当中牧师师母很多很多其他的孩子呢，同样有这样的经历。
I know this is my own story, but I know a lot of us also experience that.
就是在一个家的氛围里面呢，牧师师母的接待呢，不是很忙乱，不是 要做些什么。
That what we experience is that for Pastor Joshua and Simo, it's not about getting very busy to prepare and to receive people.
就是他们很自然地将他们的生命去流露。
But it's about just being very natural and being very open to share lives.
他们的接待是温暖的，是慷慨的。
Every time when they receive us, they're very warm, they're very generous.
而且是会改变生命。
And it changed lives.
好多谢牧师师母，亦都将所有嘅荣耀颂赞归俾我哋嘅神。
So thank you, Pastor Joshua and Simo, and I give all the glory to God.